Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie. It's a great day, isn't it?
It's such a great day. It's Saturday.
That's right. The weekend is upon us.
Yeah. Do you have plans?
I have been just so busy lately having to do different things that I'm hoping my plan is I hope to do nothing.
It's your dream.
It's my dream. It's very rarely realized because I'll try to do nothing and then I think probably the only way to truly do nothing would be just to use a cell phone jammer or something just completely, because then I'll see the one message and then it's it spurs me into action.
Right.
But yeah, so hopefully it will actually come true. And
and just on the couch, watching movies, doing nothing. What will
you
do?
That's right. Yeah. You know, I actually like to just, we have an Apple TV and I like to just watch YouTube because basically I'm into weird electronic stuff and all this. And
what, you?
I'll watch an hour long video of a guy taking a speaker apart. And you know, only on YouTube can you do this. People don't want this on the mainstream TV because nobody would watch it. So
that's my
idea of a good afternoon. That sounds probably pretty weird.
Oh, so you go home, get the couch, get the YouTube,
and just do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for what we're talking about today because I'm with a lot of people and have had this issue now and then.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about releasing from worry.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is a pretty big issue. There's a lot of worried people.
There is. Are you one of them?
You know, I don't know. I don't think I worry in general. But I do kind of have a little bit of an OCD thing, especially if you're going on vacation or leaving. I do. So I guess this is worry. I'll think, did I turn the oven off? Did I turn the burner off? Did I lock this door? So I started taking photos
of
things
awesome.
To
yeah.
bring me comfort later, because I read that somewhere. And then a lot of times, especially if you're going on vacation, I'll have my wife I'll be okay, you saw me turn this off. You saw me do this. So later you can bring me comfort when I'm worrying. So there you go.
I think it is a kind of worry, but also your perfection. I don't know. You're a great worker and all that. But I think all of us succumb at times to worry, even though, you know, throughout the years, I've learned more and more about the harm that worry does to each of us. And, you know, then do you worry about the world and what the world is up to?
You know, not so much. I think there probably is a lot to worry about, and some people are very plugged into that, but I personally don't a lot. But I do talk to and know a lot of people who are very always concerned something's gonna happen, we're gonna be in the next world war, that kind of thing.
Right. And you know, it's really what we decide to put our focus on. And so today I want to just bring up this verse and kind of talk about it. One of the ones that I talk about all the time when I am first helping people realize what the with God life is about is I use the chapter Romans 8. We've talked about it on this show and everything. Romans 8:31 is profound. And there's just these four words, and it's God is for us. And when we keep that in mind, that just changes how we look at it. And then it says, so who can be against us? But those four words, that God is, even just taking that profound two words together, because it means ongoing. God doesn't drop us wait, I'm tired of you.
right. Like it was yesterday, but today you're not going to be. Yeah.
Right. And so one of the things that I've learned along the way is that when I start getting that feeling of worry, when, you know, that for me is kind of the pit of my stomach and I, you know, I'm thinking, okay, is this really going to work? Or I'm worried for someone else and knowing what they have to face, that I've learned to say, okay, I'm going to look at God first.
Right.
You know, and I know that, you know, both of us believe that, but sometimes believing is not the same as doing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times, our go-to maybe isn't looking to God first, and we just kind of oh my goodness, what's going on? Yeah.
And when we look at the world, we can feel so powerless because there's a lot of things that we have, you know, most things actually, we have not any control.
Right.
You know, I love the idea of taking pictures, but at the end of the day, you have to walk out of your house going, okay, I'm good. And so we have to really think about that. Then I think one of the things to do with this is to evaluate.
Yeah.
Am I in a place where I am looking at God and connecting with God, or am I connecting with that thing that's going to bring worry?
Right.
And so when we go through this in our day, we begin with, okay, I'm going to remember God is for us.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.